We can hear you a little bit. Okay, that looks better. So we'll just jump right into questions here for you. We're joined by Martin Truex, our third place finisher. Jeff Magliocchetti, you want to kick us off with a question?
Sure. Hi, Martin. Congratulations on your third place finish today. You recover early from a lost tire early on. How proud are you of the resilience of your number 19 team out there today?
Oh, definitely. You know, happy, proud of everybody, and you know, just not giving up on it, and you know, really just battled back just like we did last week. So, yeah, you never like to have to go to the rear. For us, it took us the first two stages. We were trapped a lap down, so that was tough. But good obviously recovery in stage three to get to the front and stay there. And thought our auto owner's Camry was really fast. Felt good about that, and hopefully we can make a few tweaks to be a little better tomorrow.
What did you think of the choose rule today?
it was okay. I mean, it was interesting for sure to see to see kind of how it all played out there. I don't know that it changed the race a whole lot, but it was interesting for sure. So see how it plays out. I think lane dominant that we've seen a lot of guys pick the outside, but a few guys were able to get the lead from the bottom as well. So pretty interesting how it worked out, and definitely learned some stuff for tomorrow.
Thanks, Martin. Congratulations.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Stephen Toronto. Thanks. Go ahead, Stephen.
Martin, in this race last year, drivers could catch the leader, but they couldn't pass him. Today we saw a lot more passing for the lead. I asked Kevin about that, and he mentioned that the application of PJ1 on the outside really created a third groove. Exactly how did you experience that, and how many options did you guys have in terms of different lanes?
I think we have Martin.
It was definitely, I thought the racetrack was really good for sure. I mean, I don't know that we've seen a whole lot of passing for the lead other than, he was obviously really, really, really fast.
Okay, and we have lost Martin, so hopefully he'll jump back on here in a minute. I think I see Martin again.
Hey, you got me?
Yeah, we have you a little bit better now. Sorry about that.
No, it's my fault. Sorry.
No problem. I don't even know who was asking questions. Whoever that was, if you want to take back over, I apologize.
Martin, you had started to answer my question. Do you need me to restate it at all?
I guess no. What I was saying about the track, I thought the track was really good. Obviously, PJ1 lane gave us an option, but it wasn't just dominant to where everybody had the run there, which is what we've seen, kind of in past races at certain tracks, like Kentucky and Texas and a few other places. So it was definitely a really good option, but it wasn't always the one place to be, and you had other options as well, which that made the racing really good.
And Kevin actually said that with this current rules package and the racing surface today, he said that NASCAR is really close to getting the sort of racing that, quote unquote, everyone wants at Michigan. How do you feel about that? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's definitely a good step. We've seen a lot of passes for position today. And again, we had, three good grooves on the racetrack where you could make some speed. So. I definitely thought it was a good race, and Michigan's a challenging place you know, to put on good racing because the speeds are so high. So definitely thought it was a good day for everyone there. And, you know, it was a fun race as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, Martin. The cut tire early on, you apologized for over the radio, said it was your fault. How frustrating is it with these cars that you really can't even make the slightest bit of contact with someone for fear of that? And how much does that change just how aggressive you think drivers are because they know you can't really use these cars up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating when you you know, make such a small mistake and have to pay, you know, such a big consequence. But, you know, I would say that in general, you know, I've you know, have been in that same situation many times. And I mean, I barely touched him on accident, obviously. And then I must have just hit him in the perfect spot because it cut down my tire and then his. So very, very slight contact. And, you know, it's frustrating for sure. But, I mean, you look at all the restarts at the end. You know, guys are banging into each other and, you know, the front and rear bumpers are pretty strong, so you can use those. So, you know, really just side to side contact could be, you know, could be a big deal if you mess up like I did. So, you know, again, it was a mistake that it really cost us a lot of stage points and Reddick as well. So I hated that for him, you know, that he was a victim of my mistake, but yeah, I was surprised it happened really. Really surprised, but you know, fortunately we were able to overcome it.
When you do something like that and you take responsibility, feel it was a mistake, do you feel like you then have to almost like make it up to the team? Do you drive any harder? Are you mad? What's it like when it's so early in the race and you're already behind the eight ball?
It's not fun. You know, you don't want to ever be the guy that screws up. And you know, last week we had an issue on a pit stop, had a tire get away and had to go to the back for that. So I mean, it's you know, we win, we lose together. You know, we do this. Everybody makes mistakes from time to time. And, you know, whether it was last week with, you know, a pit stop issue or whether this week of, you know, me having contact on the track, you just fight and claw as hard as you can all day long. I mean, until the race is over, you're giving, you know, everything you have for your team, your sponsors, everybody involved. And, you know, that's no different. No matter the situation, what happened, it doesn't matter. You put it in the past, you move on.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, sorry, I asked my question already.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. We'll take our next question from Aaron Baird. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Martin. Congrats on the good run today. We saw on a couple different late restarts, guys come from fifth, third, go to the inside with the choose rule and be able to hold it and get the lead for a brief time. Now that we're going back to the same track tomorrow, similar circumstances, do you think you might see more guys in second or third consider going straight down and trying it?
Yeah, I do. I think I think we definitely will. You know, the hard part about it is, you know, if you are the guy that gets the front row, that's a pretty good spot. I just don't know that anybody really wants to be third because, like what we've seen today, usually the guy that picked that third spot, which is second row on the bottom, was fifth on back, you know, coming to the choose cone. And problem with third, with starting third, is you have to, you know, try to push the guy in front of you, get him going, try to push him to the lead to give yourself a chance, and then you're stuck on the bottom by yourself off of two down the backstretch. So it's just a really, really tough spot to be in. Obviously some guys made it work. I had one opportunity to try it and I didn't take it because I felt like, you know, we were probably not quite as fast on the straightaway as I thought we needed to be able to, you know, make that position work. So, yeah, I don't know. I think tomorrow I may try it. We'll see if we're in that position again.
Okay. You already kind of hinted maybe at the answer to my second question, but do you guys know where you might be behind Kevin? I feel like everybody was kind of behind the four car today. Do you guys kind of know what you might need to work on going into tomorrow?
You know, I think we have some ideas of ways to help our car, do the things we need it to do. I don't know that we can get all the way there, to be honest with you. I mean, typically if you look at, you know, past history here with this package, I mean, you know, those guys really excel on tracks like this where you know, you need low drag and high horsepower and things like that. So, they've got a really good combination that, you know, the tracks where you can get away with doing that. I would say that for us, it's not been our strongest suit, you know, being these really fast tracks. I think our cars are just inherently draggy, and we pay the price a little bit more, I think, than most guys at the fast tracks. So I don't know. We'll see. We're going to try for sure and give it all we got. And I know everybody back at our shop works incredibly hard and does a lot of things to try to, you know, make us the best cars out there. And I think we're really close. I thought our car was really, really fast today. And, you know, maybe not as fast as the four, but pretty dang close. And I didn't see anybody better. So if we can gain on it a little bit, maybe we can give them a run for their money tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ozzie, did you still have a question? I don't think. Okay, we'll come back to him if he does, but we'll take our final question then from Dustin Albert. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Mark, congrats on the good run today. Kind of right off that question, you've got three straight top fives now, led more laps in the first half of the season than this past half. From a speed aspect, where would you gauge where the 19 team is at right now?
You know, I think I would say that in general, you know, we've been top three every single race except for Bristol. You know, our cars are strong. Our team is really doing a great job bringing fast cars. And, you know, I felt like Texas, Kentucky, a lot of these places that we've been, I feel like we've been good enough to win, you know. And today we were right there again as well. So with no practice or anything, I feel like the guys are doing a good job of getting the cars where we need them to be. We certainly would like to have more wins and feel like we maybe should have a few more, but that's racing and that's how it goes. But really proud of the effort, and obviously, you know, stringing together some top three finishes has been good. And especially when you finish, you know, third and you feel like underachieved, that's a good feeling to have. As far as good about things, and you know, we're consistent is what we need to be. So feel good about it, and hopefully we can continue to find little things that'll make us faster.
Cool. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
All right, Martin. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you back at Michigan tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Safe travels.
You too.
All right, into the media. Thank you so much for joining us and for your patience. We will have audio and video and transcripts from this post-race media conference on NASCARmedia.com shortly. So.